Slide 13, why we think a profile summary is a must. We believe strongly that for all people, a profile summary is useful, regardless of whether you're a recent college graduate or someone 30 years into your career. This section of a resume allows you to convey information that you really can't convey elsewhere in a resume. There are four parts to a profile summary. They're not necessarily distinguished graphically, but parts that you might want to include, or sometimes not all of them, just some. So the first piece everyone will have, and that's the summary piece. It's where you really get to provide that context for the reader, as well as distinguish yourself from other people. In large part, when we're crafting resumes for people, we base what goes into this section on what comes out of the work we do with regard to your professional narrative. It's not verbatim, of course, but it informs the way we structure the summary. It's controversial to use an objective statement. There are some professionals who say it's not a good idea, and others of us think that it can be helpful, particularly for recent college graduates or someone who's in a career transition. Putting in an objective about where you want to go is helpful. Otherwise, sometimes it's a puzzlement to the people reading your resume. Why is this person applying for this role? It doesn't match anything they've done. Another piece that we often include, whether it's in the form of key competencies or skills, are to just bullet point areas that you want to highlight in terms of your core areas of expertise, or if you're, for instance, in technology, your core skill set. There, you might have both of these, you might have just one, you might not have any, but it can be helpful and can be used to highlight areas of your experience that may not stand out quite enough on their own.